Welcome to the Harley Street Doctor Podcast. Join our doctors and special guests as they discuss the latest medical treatments and services offered at their Harley Street Clinic. From preventative care to cutting-edge procedures, they have got you covered. Tune in and stay up to date on all things health. On today's podcast, we have Dr. Enam Aboud, the founding director and head doctor from Harley Street Health Center. In this episode, she will be discussing PCOS, also known as polycystic ovary syndrome.
Hello, I am Dr. Enam Aboud, and it is my pleasure to talk to you today about a medical condition called PCOS, which is short for polycystic ovary syndrome. And that affects women because it's an ovarian condition. This condition, incidence of this condition, is 1 in 10 women. It is not a disease, indeed. It's a condition, because this is a creation. This is how a woman is created. Every woman has two ovaries, and their job is to make the eggs, to have them fertilized when the time comes to make babies. If there is no fertilization, the eggs will disappear within the uterus, the womb, and then periods can happen every month. To make it simpler, if we take a normal, not a polycystic ovary, and we slice it, the slice will be very smooth. It really is as if you are slicing a piece of cheddar cheese. And if we slice a polycystic ovary, it's like slicing a Swiss cheese with holes. So this is why it is called polycystic. It means an ovary with many cysts. So why is this important? It comes with implications or complications. It's been generally accepted or realized that it can affect fertility, meaning lowering the incidence of fertility in a woman who has polycystic ovary. Having said that, is still a chance and a good chance for a woman to conceive with this condition. It might lead to increased weight, obesity actually, like very problematic as well, because it's become a stubborn weight to lose, as it is not simply because of eating more and not exercising, but there is a background condition. With polycystic ovary, sometimes the male hormone within the female, because every woman has male and female hormone and every man has male and female hormone, of course with different levels to give us the normal unusual characteristics of a male and female. So in a woman with polycystic ovary, the male hormone testosterone can be higher than normal, and that leads to giving the woman excess hair on the face and on the body. So these are really the facts. Is it not life-threatening? This ovary is never turned into cancer. So it's none of that, really. But it is very important for women who have it to really understand the implications of it and to work with it rather than to feel angry that they have it. No woman has done anything to make this happen to her. It's simply, remember what I've said, is just simply creation. Sometimes is just following a healthy lifestyle, although, as I said, losing the weight is really, can be problematic, can be stubborn, but we need to persevere with that. And having a normal weight, don't have to be slim, but normal weight, following healthy eating, regular exercise really does help. If there is quite a lot of excessive facial hair or body hair, there are different ways of dealing with that. Some medicines can be given, like tablets, which is also a contraceptive tablet, like Dianet, which is anti-testosterone, meaning it lowers the testosterone, or simply having laser hair removal. But a simple consultation with your GP or with a gynecologist, a blood test to check the levels of the hormones and also to confirm whether there is a polycystic ovary or not, and also a very simple non-invasive ultrasound of the ovaries, that really will confirm the diagnosis. One other point which I'd like to mention is when a woman has high level of testosterone, that can cause thinning of the hair. So the hair can fall, thinning of the hair can happen. And it is the hormone in men that has been, it's always been the culprit for male baldness. But if a woman has higher than normal male hormone testosterone, she will also can have thinning of the hair. As I said, in that case, a treatment can happen, but also changing lifestyle, you know, feeding the body the best, and allowing the body cells to regenerate, not just the ovaries, but every cell in the body, usually, and this is a fact, will regenerate every 6 months. That's including the enamel of the teeth, the bones, let alone other organs. So the ovaries will have a new, healthier cells if we feed our body the right ingredients. So how do we do that? What is the reason, first of all, that the weight becomes stubborn? It's difficult to lose when it happens in a woman who has polycystic ovary. It makes the individual more prone to having what's called metabolic syndrome, and that involves being resistant to insulin. Now, what is resistant? What is insulin to start with? Insulin is a hormone that is produced by our pancreas. Its job to remove the sugar, the glucose. So when we eat carbs, carbohydrates, starches, and sugars, it gets broken down, digested, then absorbed in our gut, and then it goes into the blood. So the job of the insulin is to remove it from the blood and carry it to the liver, the muscles, and to the fat cells, and maintain a normal blood sugar for us. Metabolic syndrome, that this insulin is not, it carries, it still does its job, it carries the glucose molecules, but the liver, the kidneys become more resistant to it, meaning not happy taking anything on board. The fat cells will continue to be happy, so then fat cells can increase, and that will increase the fat content of the body, which makes the insulin resistance even higher. So this is why it is really a physiological change or changes that is actually making the weight, not straightforward to lose, not black and white. So what do we need then to do? We need really to overcome this by understanding what is it that we need to do. What can make the metabolic syndrome better, which is a pre-diabetic syndrome, really, it is a pre-diabetic condition, is cutting the sources of the glucose. So what are these sources? Starches, bread, biscuits, cakes, rice, pasta. I'm not really saying stop, but I said cut the lowest you can. You do need, all of us need to have carbs, but we need to have really nice, good, complex carbs. So there is nothing wrong with having a nice piece of wholemeal multi-seeded bread. That is beautiful. Or we can have brown rice, a small amount. Perhaps choose basmati rice because it gets fluffy with only a small amount. Mix it with other things. You can have a still pasta, but only measure cooked pasta of one small cup and mix it with whatever else you want, whether it is chicken, fish, meat, seafood, vegetables, whatever you like. So you still enjoy it and you're still eating your pasta, but we've really cut down on the volumes, on the quantities of those foods. Do your best to avoid sugars that are useless, you know, refined sugars like white sugar, chocolates, sweets. Again, you can still have chocolates, but go for the dark chocolates. simply because the amount of sugar in it is less, and it doesn't really create addiction, because normal milk chocolates will have sugar and salt, and together they are quite addictive, so you cannot really stop. But with dark chocolate, you can have a piece of two after your meal to enjoy. So this is really about the food changes. I don't advise you to go on a diet per se, but refrain from having those foods that I've just mentioned. Make sure you don't go hungry. If you really ever want to eat, even though you're not hungry, ask yourself, why do I want to eat? If I'm hungry, I'll make myself a lovely plate of healthy food, sit down and eat it slowly. If I'm not hungry, I simply am bored and I want to snack, it's absolutely fine, but do snack on good things. For example, baby vegetables, a spoon of hummus to go with it, perhaps a couple of boiled eggs, maybe some cold meat. Again, put it in a plate, make it colorful, make it beautiful, and sit down and eat it and enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with that. Or perhaps homemade popcorn, you know, just a spoon of kernels and turn it into a lovely ball of popcorn with a little bit of olive oil, a little bit of salt. Sit down and enjoy it. There's nothing wrong with that. It's not going to harm you in any way, really. Contrary to the general belief, exercise doesn't mean go to the gym or go running. Walking is beautiful. You can walk in the open spaces. You can walk just wearing a comfortable pair of shoes. You don't need equipment. And if you really clock 30 minutes of walking a day, that is beautiful. If you can do more, that's a great bonus. If you perhaps carry light weights in maybe around your wrists or your hands, and then you do some muscle exercises while you are walking, that's also a bonus. If the weather is not very good or it rains, then perhaps put some music in the house and dance. Jump up and down if you don't know how to dance. Put some YouTube videos and do whatever you want to do. As long as you move, and if you have stairs, go up and down the stairs, you know, with some music. As long as you move and make your heart go faster and you breathe faster, this is really all it is that you want to do. And one point about walking, not strolling, walking, it's been advised to walk at a speed of around 3 miles an hour. So that means it's a brisk walk, but you can still sing to yourself if you're walking alone, and you can hold that, or you can hold a conversation with somebody. So not totally out of breath. Doing that, increasing your green vegetable intake, or make green vegetable smoothies, will help you regenerate and help you stay well, and will help prevent the occurrence of diabetes, will help you feel healthier, better, and living a normal life, despite the fact that you do have polycystic ovaries. I wish you all the very best.
If you want to learn more about Harley Street Health Center and their dedicated team of medical experts, subscribe to this podcast or check out their website at harleyhealthcenter.com.